My name is Joe Casey. I'm from Rochester. I am president of the New Hampshire Building and Construction Trades Council. The union people here in the state of New Hampshire. From comments made earlier, I just want to clarify that there was not one union job created by the stimulus money brought into the United States in the construction industry. So we can put that on the table, contrary to the media and the belief. But what we do advocate for is good jobs in the state of New Hampshire. And if the Northern Pass project does come through to fruition, I believe a good watchdog in that application would be necessary. Being involved with the construction industry in the state of New Hampshire, over the last 3 years, there has been about a 20% decline in construction in the state of New Hampshire. We have seen a lot of families suffering, both union and non-union alike. The housing market's gone down the tubes, as we all know. And with that in the New Hampshire free market, puts a lot of stress on the contractors bidding work and their ability to pay decent wages and benefits. Now, I'd like to just explain a little bit how and if the building trades would be a part of this, how the process would work as far as putting people to work and giving opportunities to people in the North Country. You know, there's a lot of construction work that goes on in the state of New Hampshire that is just put out to bid, and contractors can do can come in with whoever they want to in that regard. Take, for instance, the federal prison that was built in Berlin the last couple of years, which we didn't have there wasn't a union project, and we didn't participate. From our research, over 80% of the workforce was brought in from out of state, and that's a significant loss to jobs in the North Country, and that's where we come in. You know, a lot of people don't know that the building trades leaders in the state and the organizations in the state are local. We have a training facility right here in Concord, New Hampshire, and the way a contractor would hire is they, you know, if successful in bidding the job, in my case, I represent the electricians in the state of New Hampshire, they would come in, they would call the referral hall in Concord, and the very way we operate is we exhaust the local workforce and put them to work. That's the way we operate all throughout the country, and definitely right here in the state of New Hampshire. Now, as far as opportunity for people that, you know, don't have a skilled trade, we have apprenticeship training programs, which are work study programs, and all of the trades are committed to, you know, you have operators, you have laborers, you have plumbers and linemen, a lot of linemen, and they would set up job fairs in the local communities, recruit people who would like to get into the industries, and then they would become part of their workforce. And you know, there's not a heck of a lot of opportunity going on in New England, period, actually in the country. And you know, this would be the second largest construction project in the state of New Hampshire's history, second only to Seabrook Station. And you know, the opportunity to start some young people off and get them trained and started on a career path would be, you know, right now I don't see a whole heck of a lot going on. And this is, you know, if you want to look at it, at the end of the day, as to job creation and job growth, there is a tremendous possibility with this project, and that's why we in the New Hampshire Building Trades support it.